What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know limits. I don't know where to start. I have a lot of things on my mind today. And I mean a lot of things, including that I got 1 hour of sleep because my dog, Bailey, again. We're talking about the same things again. Was up crapping like, Kabali on a road trip. And it happens every time. Let me fix the camera here. You can watch us on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Every time I think I'm going to bed early, you know what I mean? I have an early dinner, so my stomach is nice and settled. I go for a walk, and I'm under the sheets by 9:30. And I'm thinking, man, what a good person I am. Responsible for myself, taking care of myself. I'm going to be chipper tomorrow. And then, lo and behold, that's when my wife kicks into high gear. I've told you this before. When the house winds down, she winds up for the week ahead. And so I couldn't get to sleep anyway until midnight. And then sure enough, at about 1:30 a.m., Bailey sleeps downstairs on the couch. And when he's having more blowouts than the 1960 World Series, he starts scratching on the door. So you hear the scratching on the door. Got to go down. Got to take him out. Then I have to go down to the couch, and I know if he's crapping at 1:30 a.m., there's a lot more where that came from. And so I maybe got 1 hour of sleep because it's then worrying about when's he going to scratch at the door again. You know, I can't fall asleep because I'm thinking about that. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I have a dog as well. I know the feeling of that.
It's horrifying. So here I am. I'm out of my mind today. I'm not right. I'm not myself. 1 hour of sleep is not good to be sleep deprived like that.
No.
Ironically, on a night when I thought I would sleep very well, I have emotions cooking today. It's my daughter's first day of her senior year of high school. She drove herself to school today. It's the first time she's ever driven herself.
Is this the first time that you have not driven her to school?
Yeah.
On the first day?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. The first day that I haven't driven her to a first day, and then my wife sent us a photo of her on her first day of kindergarten. It's gone by in 10 minutes, as all of you know who have children. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to push that aside, but I've only had 1 hour of sleep, so I can't push anything aside. And then, on top of all that, this, and I didn't plan to start with this, I'm unbelievably livid for some reason over this ridiculous ESPN ranking of 100 best players. It just came out this morning at 6:05. Of course, I was up cleaning out another pile of crap from my front lawn, so I was up anyway. And here's this list. And I know it's designed to tick people off, so a lot of times I stay away from these. But today, they got me when I was vulnerable. They did. And I'll tell you who got me. Aaron Schatz. You change one letter there and you have Bailey's night, don't you?
You like that one, Horace?
Ben Solak, Dan Graziano, Jeff Legwald, who I used to work with at the Valley News. I used to edit his copy when he covered the Steelers for the Valley News 1,000 years ago. He's really good out in Denver, but he also had one of the worst leads ever written that I still can't figure out. The egg has landed. I don't know what that means.
How does the egg land?
I don't know how an egg lands. It's a playoff. Something has landed. Right?
The eagle has landed?
Yeah, I guess.
So
yeah.
The eagle laid an egg and then the egg landed?
The Steelers laid an egg. The egg has landed. And I argued to change it, and they wouldn't let me change it. He's very good at what he does, however. That was a long time ago. Jeremy Fowler, who at this point today, I'm ashamed of. I like Jeremy very much. He's very good at what he does. Him and I made a great two-on-two basketball team at La Trobe one year. He just posted up at about 6'4", 6'5", and I had the three-point game going, and we both have a high basketball IQ, so nobody could beat us. We just destroyed people. Liz Loza, who I don't know, Matt Bowen, Mike Clay, Seth Walder, and Stephen Holder. These are the people responsible for this abomination. Okay, the 100 best players in the NFL. 100 best players. You ready for this, Limits?
Please.
And I wouldn't be starting with this if I wasn't sleep deprived, but it just ticked me off. Patrick Mahomes 1. Okay. Josh Allen 2. Fine. I don't think anybody would have that much of a problem with either one of those. Number 3 set me the blank off. I'll tell you that right now. Number 3 set me off. Do you want to guess who it is?
TJ Watt?
No.
Josh Allen? Not Josh Allen?
I already said Josh Allen Limits. Are you listening to the show?
I'm trying to be safe back here on your fit of rage at the moment. Is it Micah Parsons?
No.
Is it Myles Garrett?
Yes.
What?
The third best player in the NFL. He's better than Saquon Barkley. He's better than Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. Myles Garrett. This is the first guy I've ever seen, and it happened when he won the Defensive Player of the Year a couple years ago, and it happens in this crap today. He's the first NFL player, especially a defender, who's like winning mainstream awards and accolades based on deep advanced analytics. Compare his numbers to TJ Watt over the course of their careers. You did a wonderful job on that, Limits, one day. They've both played the same amount of games, basically. I think Watt's played 3 or 4 more games, okay? They both stink in the playoffs and do nothing, by the way. Sacks, 108 for Watt, 102.5 for Garrett. Tackles for loss, Watt's ahead by 10. Interceptions, Watt's ahead 7-0. Forced fumbles, 33-20. He's ahead by 13. Fumble recoveries, he's doubled up, Myles Garrett, 12-6. Okay? But here's how they justify Myles Garrett as the third best player in the whole NFL. He recorded a career best pressure rate. And listen to this. Since coming into the NFL in 2017, Garrett has forced 215 incompletions with his pass rushes per ESPN Analytics and NFL Next Gen Stats. How the hell do you know he forced that incompletion? And how many has TJ forced? Do we know? Do we know when a guy forces an incompletion? Do we know that I feel somebody, you know, around the blind side here who's about to crack me? Is that a forced incompletion? What a phantom ghost. I'm going to swear on the air today. I almost did right then.
Finger over the button, my friend.
BS stat that is. Forced incompletions? How the hell do I know who forced the incompletion that just happened? I mean, every once in a while, it's obvious, right? If I'm getting hit as I release and the ball's incomplete. Other than that, how can you tell? Do I get credit for a forced incompletion if I'm getting triple teamed on one side and Alex Highsmith forces one with a quarterback hit? Do I get credit for that? Because you could say I forced the incompletion. Does my mere presence force incompletions? What a crap stat that is. And everybody who picked this should be ashamed. The third best player. Yeah, Myles Garrett is better than Lamar Jackson. I can't even say their names right. I also learned today Ohio State has a player named Lamar Bo Jackson. Talk about pressure Limits. Are you kidding me? I know he wasn't named after Lamar, but his name is Lamar Jackson, and he goes by Bo Jackson.
I think there might be something to the Bo part of that.
Can we get Willie Mays' name in there? Anything else? Anybody else we can get in there? Lamar, Bo, Jerry Rice, Willie Mays, Jackson? Can we put more pressure on this kid?
Can we throw a Brady in there, please?
It's unbelievable. Myles Garrett, the third best player in the league. Get the hell out of here! Better than Justin Jefferson and Micah Parsons. And then TJ Watt. And this is not even a partisan thing today. I'm not trying to curry favor. You want to put Garrett like one spot ahead of TJ Watt? Go ahead. They're obviously very comparable. Okay? I just mentioned all the stats that are conventional. I guess not deep enough, like forced incompletions that Watt is ahead of him on. You want to separate them by one, that's fine. And put Garrett ahead of him by one, okay. Myles Garrett's the third best player in the NFL, and TJ Watt is 11. He's not even in the top 10. It's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing to Aaron Schatz, Ben Solak, Dan Graziano, Jeff Legwold, Jeremy Fowler, Liz Loza, Matt Bowen, Mike Clay, Seth Walder, and Stephen Holder. It's embarrassing, okay? And I know these things are put out there and they're designed to get reaction. I know that. Myles Garrett, the third best player in the league. He's forced 215 incompletions with his pass rushes. God. Here's the other one. Here's the other thing that sticks out. Saquon Barkley. Tell me where he is, limits.
He's got to be top 10.
These are, by the way, not. I'm assuming this isn't, although they mentioned career stats, it's not a career achievement award. I'm assuming this is somewhat based on last year and how you think they'll do this year. Tell me where Saquon Barkley is in this on this list.
I would imagine top 10, right around 7 or 8.
Try 17.
Burn this list.
If I'm one of these people who's contributing to this, and I have Saquon Barkley about where you have him, 5, 6, 7. I can make an argument for Saquon Barkley, number one,
yes.
By the way. He was the best player in football last season.
And
him,
anybody with
Lamar,
eyes.
Josh, and Joe Burrow were the four best players in football.
Yes.
I can make an argument he was the best player in football, and there's a bias against running backs for some odd reason. Yeah, all he did, how many yards did he get?
He was 100 yards shy of the all-time rushing record, and if he would have played in the last game, he would have got it.
The 17th best player in football. What are you people doing? What are you smoking? What are you drinking? What are you doing? The 17th best player. And then under signature stat, instead of going into like how many missed tackles and half missed tackles and tipped passes he caught on artificial turf on Monday nights at 7:35, they give us the regular old, including the postseason. Barkley finished with 2,504 rushing yards, most in NFL history. Right. Yeah, that's right. Did you watch the games? Did you watch him? Did you see how great he was and is? Are you people out of your minds? You have Myles Garrett as a better football player right now than Saquon freaking Barkley? And Kyle Hamilton, and I love Kyle Hamilton. I picked him as my defensive player of the year before last year. He didn't come on till late. And Penny Sewell? Like him too. I love Lane Johnson. He's a really good player. A tackle for the Eagles. He's better than Barkley? What are you people doing? Honestly, what are you doing? If he was one on this list, I wouldn't have blinked an eye. I'm like, yeah, they got some guts choosing him one, but how can I argue with that? Did you watch him play? Do you watch Saquon Barkley on a regular basis? The guy's unbelievable. And by the way, I think he had 13 rushing touchdowns limits and two receptions. If it weren't for the tush push, the dude would have set the record for NFL rushing touchdowns last year. The 17th best player. Followed by Jalen Carter. Listen, I'm a Jalen Carter fan, too, at least as a player. I think he's good. He's the 18th best player in football and right behind Saquon Barkley. This, as these lists go, this is an all-time embarrassment. It is. And maybe I wouldn't have started with this, if it weren't for Bailey crapping all night and perhaps the emotional residue of my daughter's first year or last year of high school. Derrick Henry. I didn't even see this. Derrick Henry's 29th. Derrick Henry's 29th. I think I'm going to explode here, limits, and start breaking things. Why do I even care about Derrick Henry?
2024, he wasn't even ranked.
There's 28 players in the league right now better than that monster. I don't know, and I want you to hear this very clearly. I don't know that there's 28 players in the history of the league better than this monster right now. Jeremy Fowler, what are you doing? Now, I don't know if Jeremy voted for this. I mean, I know he voted in this, but I don't know if he voted for Derrick Henry 29th. Did you watch that dude last year? Limits? Did you see Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I watched him run past four Steelers defenders on numerous occasions.
1,921 rushing yards. And this year they project him for 1,600 more with 15 TDs, but Derek Stingley and George Kittle are better than him right now? Jordan Mailata, an offensive tackle for the Eagles, is better than Derrick Henry? Brock Bowers. He might already be the best tight end in the league. He's great. He's better than Derrick Henry. And Myles Garrett's the third best player in the league.
Where's your guy Jalen Hurts at, Joe?
I've had enough of this, honestly. I'm going to print this and then just burn it and never talk about it again. I'm sorry I did in the first place. Trey Hendrickson, yeah, he's 30th. That's a good pick. The 30th best player in the league. Jalen Hurts is 38th, right behind Bijan Robinson and Puka Nacua. Can we press any type of charges against these people? Limits?
There's got to be a misdemeanor out there.
There has to be some criminal charge I can make against these people. Yeah, all Jalen Hurts did was go on the biggest stage in the NFL and outplay Patrick Mahomes in two different Super Bowls. Got ripped off by the refs in one.
You know the crazy thing about this? It says that Jalen Hurts' 2024 ranking was 32. So by this estimation, Jalen Hurts got worse going from 32 to 38.
Right. Only quarterback, Super Bowl MVP quarterback, really good quarterback I've ever seen penalized because of the talent around him. I think Terry Bradshaw had pretty good players around him, didn't he? I seem to recall, anyway, Franco Harris and Lynn Swan and John Stallworth and Mike Webster and guys like that. Did Joe Montana have good players around him? I mean, by the way, I'm not comparing Jalen Hurts to Joe Montana. But did he have good players around him, Limits? I seem to remember a couple. One was named Rice. One was named Roger Craig.
A couple there.
But Jalen Hurts, it's all about the guys around him, right? Not him so much. The 38th best player in football. Justin Herbert's three spots ahead of him. I guess because of all he's done in the playoffs. Oh, wait, he doesn't have a playoff win. I guess because of all he's done against winning teams. Oh, wait, he's like 3-16 against playoff teams in his career. Yeah, I let this bother me today. If I were a Steeler fan, I'd be bothered too. Myles Garrett has to be the most overrated football player I've ever seen in my life. And he's a great player. But he's the first I've ever seen in the NFL whose rankings and awards are justified and rationalized by going this deep on the analytics. The only one. And then when it gets to TJ, it's just conventional. His signature stat, he's 11th. Myles Garrett's third, TJ is 11th. And TJ's signature stat is he finished as the NFL sack leader three times, 20, 21, and 23. That's the most sack titles by any player since 1982. Oh, that's all? Who cares about that? Give me some deep analytics here. How many incompletions did he force? 412-928-9370. I'm going to text Jeremy Fowler. How many of these people do I know, actually, now that I look at this? We're going to text Jeremy. Can you try to get him on the line? And Aaron Schatz, let's text him. Graziano. I don't know any of the... Maybe Matt Bowen. And Jeff Legwold, of course I know. The egg has landed. Unbelievable. Limits, am I wrong about this?
No, you're not. And you're right to be flabbergasted by this, just by the fact that I truly wonder what is truly valued anymore, because I feel like we've gone way too far to the extreme of basically what's been evaluated with baseball analytics, and we care so much more about those numbers than actually watching the game and what the eye test is. The eye test tells you that TJ Watt is better than Myles Garrett. The eye test tells you that the more impactful player, the better player, out of that top 10, it should go Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, then everyone else. So to be able to even put Myles Garrett ahead of two of those quarterbacks.
Did you say Barkley? I think Barkley should be up there.
Well, I think Barkley should be five, probably the next best player outside
of
the quarterbacks.
And then, again, if they want to put Garrett ahead of TJ by a slot, that's fine. I don't agree with it, but that's fine. To have this dude ahead of Lamar Jackson. He's ahead of Lamar Jackson on this list. What are you people thinking? And then to have TJ all the way down at 11? 11 games into the season last year, TJ had played Defensive Player of the Year on lockdown. Did Garrett step up and win it when TJ faltered down the stretch? I don't think so. I guess they couldn't find an analytic deep enough to justify it. Man, at this point, I don't know how he didn't win it. 412-928-9370. I didn't intend to start there. It's just the perfect storm of things happening here. Limits. We're going to get back to this in the next segment, and we're also going to talk, who is it?
We have Wes Durham from the ACC Network coming up.
Wes Durham from the ACC Network. I was going to start with, you know, the year in college football here today. And there's a lot happening in college football, not just that Ohio State has a third string running back named Lamar Bo Jackson. Did you know that already?
I did not know that, no.
Lamar Bo Jackson. My God, does Penn State have a hockey player named Mario Lemieux Wayne Gretzky Smith? I mean,
his name is Gavin McKenna, actually, and he'll be the number one pick in the draft.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about all that. I'd like to get your calls on this, and we're also going to talk. We will talk. Kickoff of the college football season. We'll combine those two in the next segment because there's a lot to talk about. And the ACC is incredibly intriguing, I think. You know, not the least of which is Bill Belichick entering the ACC. What's going to happen there? Are you not going to be fascinated watching that guy on the sidelines? What's his girlfriend's name? Jordan
Hudson.
Hudson.
Yes.
Now, is she going to be roaming the sidelines, or what's going to happen
here? You
know
what, Joe? You might see it because she's his assistant as well.
This is incredible. I don't know how good Pitt's going to be. They're kind of a mystery team. I think they might be more talented than people are giving them credit for. I think. Maybe. A lot depends on Holstein. Clemson might win the national title. They have 11 of the 22 preseason first-team all-ACC players. That's a fair amount. So there's storylines all over the place, and then nationally with Penn State. And now or never, it seems like, for James Franklin. There's a lot going on there, too, oh, limitless wonder. And I know you know that because you're a Penn State fan. Let me make sure I got this straight. Knowles goes to Penn State. They take him from Ohio State as their defensive coordinator. He could make upwards of $4 million a year. And then Ohio State goes out and gets old Pencilier himself, Matt Patricia. They've got Pencilier. All he is a three-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots.
Yeah, I think I'd take Jim Knowles.
Okay. Would you?
I would, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, had the number one defense last year in the entire country. And
Patricia
won the national championship.
Three Super Bowl winning defenses and still has a pencil in his ear.
College football is different than the NFL.
Is it now?
At points, it can be.
Okay. I think Patricia can figure it out, but
I'm sure Patricia will figure it out, but
They don't call him Pencilier for nothing. He's an Ivy League guy, limits. I'm sure he'll figure out that the hash marks are different in the college game.
It works so well for him in Detroit, though.
I didn't say he was a head coach, did I?
No.
All right, coming up, let's talk a little college football. Let's get your calls on maybe the most brutally misguided list that I've ever seen from ESPN or any other site, ever.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I've recovered from my opening rant there on that ESPN ranking of the 100 best football players. Let's get to something a lot more tangible, although maybe not harder to define. Although maybe it is limits. Maybe it is. Let's bring in Wes Durham from the ACC Network, a good friend of the station. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Wes, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. Nice to be with you. Happy football.
Happy football. We got some ACC games here, at least teams involved in these games, kicking it off in a big way. Notre Dame, Miami, Bama, FSU, and LSU, Clemson. And that's where we begin. Clemson. I think they had 11 players on the preseason all-ACC team. By my count, that's half the team. Are they a prohibitive favorite here to win the conference?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, they should be. This is I have said this to some folks since the ACC kickoff in Charlotte in late July. You know, 3 years ago, Dabo Swinney was a punching bag for people about the portal and NIL. You know, you remember those days. And Clemson wasn't dominant 3 years ago. They were doing well. They won some ACC titles, but they weren't dominant at the time. And Florida State looked to be on the ascent, right? Remember, and then they posted the undefeated regular season and won the championship, and only to get left out.
Right.
But Dabo took a lot of hits in those previous 18 months or so. And for me, those people that, you know, lashed out at Dabo Swinney, it's going to get interesting because I think he may have kept receipts, you know.
I think he probably did. Good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's not the type to do it, but it feels like he might, you know, at some point, you know, if they get off to the start, I think they're going to get off to. And look at LSU and the ACC is playing five ranked non-conference games this weekend. And that's never happened to open a season in conference history.
Wow.
So the ACC is kind of going all in here in the first weekend when you look at it. And I don't know what the record's going to be. I hope it's 3-2 or 4-1 or who knows, maybe 5-0 if we want to dream high enough. But I think Clemson is going to be really good. I think they have a chance to spend the entire year in the top five. Because I just think that, you know, even with one loss, I don't know what kind of game it would be. But, you know, it might be close enough that they wouldn't move very much. We'll see. But I think all the indicators are there. They've got two of the five best front, two of the best four front guys in the country in Peter Woods and T.J. Parker. Their secondary is really good with Avion Terrell and Ashton Hampton. The linebackers, which are not as well known, are Sammy Brown and Wade Woodas, who could be terrific. And I think Tom Allen, and you know this from watching him at Penn State, Tom Allen, hell of a defensive coordinator. So I think they have a chance to be very good there, and I think Garrett Riley and Cade Klubnik are finally on the same page, and Matt Luke, the offensive line coach, and they got skill guys on the perimeter. And the only real question about them is we don't know a lot about Gideon Davidson or, you know, Adam Randall, who's going to run the football for them, and what that turns out to be. But I think, yeah, they've got a really, really solid chance to run the table here.
Pitt was picked ninth in the preseason voting, yeah. And as with every team, mm-hmm. pretty much at every level of football, a lot of this depends on the quarterback. And I'm wondering, I was looking at a ranking of ACC quarterbacks today. It might have been from CBS, somewhere like that. Eli Holstein only 12th on that list. What do you think of Pitt? What do you think of him?
Well, I like him a lot. I think a lot of Pitt's preseason conjecture has to do with the way last year ended, like most of these, right?
Yeah.
And I had the SMU game. I did the game where they lost for the first time. And I had some questions coming out of that game. And then I had the Virginia game the next week at home at Acrisure. And after that, I didn't know what to expect. It was counterintuitive to the Pitt program that I'd seen. And, you know, I've always enjoyed covering Pat's teams. I like his staff. I think they've done really well. I think they got playmakers on offense, and they certainly have a playmaker on defense in Lewis, who I think is a terrific player. But they've got to open strong. Now, I know it's Duquesne on Saturday, Joe, but I think that we tell the tale of this team in the first month. And by what we see in that first month, because I know they go to Morgantown at some point in there, right?
Yeah.
That whole process has to play itself out. They're a team that has to build your trust. In other words, you have to kind of see who they are. And I think they've got a chance to jump into the front here. Holstein being picked 12th is somebody not looking at the league. I mean, I know there's 17 teams playing football in the ACC. He's better than 12th.
Yeah, it felt low to me as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top 10 easy. Now, the problem is Klubnik is like mock draft one or whatever the case may be. Haynes King gets a lot of love, a lot of people. I have questions and concerns about like Carson Beck at Miami. The injury he's coming off of, the comparison I've heard is it's the same injury that Chubba Purdy had with the 49ers. Well, if that's the case, I'm not so sure you come back and Sunday night against Notre Dame, he's going to be lights out, right?
Yeah.
So I think Carson Beck is the one that we probably upgraded a little too far. But I also believe that Eli Holstein is really, really talented. I think the line in front of him, they're not the brand names we've known in the past for Pitt. They're guys who have emerged there. And I'm excited to see what the skill is on the perimeter. We've been waiting, it feels like, on Kenny Johnson for a long time to be a consistent playmaker. This feels like it might be his time. And Des Reed is a showstopper. He is, I mean, he's like Dylan Edwards at Kansas State, who unfortunately got hurt the other day, a guy who can run it and catch it and impact the game in so many different ways. And I'm excited and kind of optimistic, and I'd buy Pitt now, knowing kind of the way this offseason has gone. The two teams that I think you have to keep an eye on earlier, NC State and Pitt, because I think they both have talent on both sides to kind of crawl into the conversation behind Clemson and Miami in the ACC.
Meanwhile, and we're talking to Wes Durham, the ACC Network, one of the most fascinating stories, actually, I think, ever in college football to me. I mean, all we have here is the greatest NFL coach arguably ever suddenly coaching North Carolina. What's going to happen here? Yeah. They open, I don't know, TCU was decent last year. Are they any good? And then October 4th, it's Bill Belichick against number 4 Clemson. Well, how's this going to play out, Wes?
I think it's going to be fascinating. And I will tell you this, having kind of grown up around that program with my dad doing the games, Joe, I was there a week or change ago for the road show we did for ACC Network, and Carolina football has never been discussed more in a 6 or 7 month period than it has since Ben Belichick's been hired, since Belichick was brought on. I mean, it's just not even possible. And it's been since post-World War II when they had Charlie Choo Choo Justice as a running back. And he was back-to-back, spent consecutive years as a runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. Mm. And I'll say this, that was my dad's childhood hero growing up.
Wow.
And Choo Choo Justice never had this. I mean, now the way we do all this, it's over the top. There are people going to go to Chapel Hill for Monday night, Bob, and they're going just because they want to be a part of it. They're not even got tickets to the game. They don't know how the hell they're going to get in if they even wanted to try. But they want to go tailgate. They want to be in campus. They want to see what the frenzy is about. And look, it's a singular moment in Carolina football. Now, here's the kicker, though, Joe. They may not win the damn game.
Right.
I mean, Josh Hoover is a really good quarterback. But the two things I gleaned from watching them practice. Number one, it is a different practice because he's involved. I mean, he's literally involved in drills, which you don't see. You and I have been to enough practices. You don't see the head coach involved in drills a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's involved. Now, he's a 70-odd-year-old guy coaching college football for the first time since he had a GA job for Lou Holtz for 3 weeks in the mid-70s at NC State. That's the only other time in his career he's ever been affiliated with college football. And I think that they are going to be prepared. I expect them to execute. I think they'll be fundamentally sound, and they're going to be good on defense because Bill Belichick's teams, even in Cleveland, didn't suck on defense, right?
That's right.
Those were bad teams, they didn't stink. And for me, I am really, really curious to see what Freddie Kitchens and Bill Belichick and some of that staff put together on offense. Because Gio Lopez, the quarterback, who I think will be the quarterback, is a dual-threat guy. He can make plays with his feet, make plays with his arms. They are going to be decent in the offensive line. If they beat TCU, they've got a chance to run it to October undefeated. Now, can you imagine that? Clemson, Carolina, undefeated in Chapel Hill in October? Now the ACC takes a stage, Joe. You want to talk about the opening weekend? Imagine you get Clemson, Carolina, Bill Belichick, Dabo Swinney undefeated in Chapel Hill on a Saturday night on ABC.
Let's do this, Limits. You're up.
Wes, what do you like about Cade Klubnik? Because, you know, obviously the Steelers next year are going to be looking for a quarterback. We always hear about Arch Manning and Aller and Sellers and Nussmeier.
Wow.
Klubnik is really, I feel like, starting to have his name more in the conversation. What have you seen from the guy that's going to be leading a top five team in the country in Klubnik?
Is this because he went 50 untouched to beat Pitt last year?
I think that probably helps.
Yeah. Look, I think he's going to be a talented player at the next level. I don't know that I am the best, even though I've done the Falcons for a long time. I don't know that I can project guys like the way some people do. Because I see quarterbacks who I think will be pretty good at the NFL level, and it hasn't turned for them. I think he's a bright guy. I think he has mastered the media concepts at Clemson, which you have to do as their quarterback. But I'm so far in his career, and some of it due to health and some of it due just to bad coaching, Trevor Lawrence has not materialized at the next level yet, right? This is a big year for him. I think Klubnik, though, has physically and mentally all the skill you want to be a quarterback at the next level. Whether that's in Pittsburgh or not, if you're telling me he's playing for Mike Tomlin, who I have a ton of respect for, I think he can quarterback anybody's team. But the NFL, as you guys know better than most, it's really about the singular matchups and how deep your team is. I mean, we're learning that in Atlanta with some of these injuries we've had in training camp and preseason. But I would buy Cade Klubnik, but there are other guys I would buy too. I think if I get to see the full body of work of Arch Manning and not just, you know, bites and chews here and there, I might buy Arch Manning too. But I think this is a fascinating quarterback draft we're headed to next April, and one that's going to get discussed, you know, a ton. But I think Klubnik's going to be in that first five for sure. First five picks next April for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wes, we'll leave you with this one. What, in your opinion, is the biggest story in all of college football going into this season?
I think the one, Joe, that's not being discussed as much is how many teams are actually in contention for the national championship. I don't think this is an open book case of four or five schools. I think we're into the 12, maybe 14 possible teams who can win the national championship. I think you look at the Big 12 that played out on Saturday with K-State, Iowa State. I think any of seven teams could win that league still. Yeah. I think the ACC has Clemson and Miami, and I think there's some willing participants who could crawl in that discussion. I think the SEC is Texas, Georgia, but I'm as fascinated about that league to see if anybody else can play to their level. And then in the Big 10 – it's Ohio State, Penn State. I'm sure Michigan wants a say-so at the table. I'm sure there are two or three other schools that would like a say-so at the table. If that happens, that immediately takes you right there to about 12 or 14 schools.
Yeah.
So then, and we haven't even added Boise State yet to the conversation, because Boise State is probably going to have a chance. If they beat Notre Dame in early November, Boise State's going to have a chance to have a decent seed in this thing. And I'll throw Notre Dame in there because Marcus deserves that after last year's effort for sure.
Ohio State, I guess I have one more. Ohio State I have to laugh when I see, you know, them almost counted out by some people, or you know, this is going to be some sort of struggle. Then I read they might have the best defense in the country. They might have the best receivers in the country.
Well, they got the best receiver now. That conversation's over.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He might be the best player. Not even close. That guy, you want to talk about somebody we know what that'll be at the next level? We know what that'll be at the next level. That'll be a showstopper.
And then Ryan Day is 28-1 at home, and he's got Texas and Penn State coming to Columbus. And, you know, the question, I guess, is the quarterback, but he's also a five-star, Julian Sain. And I think he might do okay. So I don't think anybody would be wrong to pick Ohio State, is what I'm saying.
No, not at all. And I would add this, too. It's my favorite line from my time working with Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech over the years, Joe. Paul Johnson used to have a great line when it came around to recruiting classes. And he goes, well, they all come highly recommended. I mean, you know, Ohio State has had a full, you know, decade of they all come highly recommended.
I'll say.
And Ryan Day, I mean, to me, Ryan Day is one of the best coaches in the country. Now, for sure, with Nick Saban retiring and things like that, I think he's done a magnificent job in Columbus. Given what he inherited and given how it all went down, I think he's been terrific. I really do. I think he could – you want to talk about a guy who one day maybe wants to go to the next level and would be successful in the college game? I'd put Ryan Day on that list for sure. Absolutely.
Is James Franklin capable of finishing the deal here? And I promise that's the last one.
No, I absolutely think he is. And I think Penn State – I was at State College last year for the playoff game with SMU. And the fact that they have the battery in the backfield coming back, that is a huge, huge deal. And Jim Knowles, who they got from Ohio State as a defensive coordinator now in State College, Joe, easily one of the five best DCs in this country. Not even close. I mean, he is terrific on that side of the ball. They lost a good one. They got one just as good, maybe better. And I'm really excited to see what he does for James. But the Drew Aller, Catron Allen, Nick Singleton triumvirate in the backfield, it doesn't get complicated there. Plus, they can throw it to my man from Cartersville, Georgia, Devontae Ross on the perimeter, right?
There you go.
And Trevor Pena comes over in the portal.
Right.
The real question is how do you offset the loss of maybe Warren at tight end, I guess, but they got guys there. But you know, and then they were so good in defense, and I just love the way they played defensively, and I'm sure Jim has embraced that as well from what they had, because he's one of the best I've ever seen in college football of adapting to talent and adapting to players. It's not you adapt to me, it's me adapt to you. And
right.
He's so good. I met him when he was at Duke. He was phenomenal. And then I watched him do it at Oklahoma State and Ohio State, and now certainly at Penn State. I think he'll be great.
Well, that's another little dramatic story that we were arguing about on the top of the show. Me and my friend Austin here to my left is Jim Knowles goes to Penn State, even though Ohio State wanted to keep him, for all that money. And then Matt Patricia, a three-time Super Bowl winner, winds up at Ohio State. That's great stuff.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, who else wears a pencil in their hat better than Matt Patricia?
Yes, exactly. Nobody wears a pencil
in their
hat.
You're
going
to go
get
somebody to do your defense, you got to have a pencil in your hat. I mean, Matt Patricia, the best.
Thank you, Wes.
So, all right, guys. Take care. Have a great fall.
Time.
We'll see you soon.
You too.
You bet.
He's the greatest man currently alive, isn't he, Limits? That was unbelievable.
Yeah, he does a great job. He does a great job with the Falcons games, too. I love hearing his highlight calls.
Man, I pumped for college football. I really am. Unlike any recent year. And all this crap you hear about, NIL's ruining it, the transfer portal's ruining it. Really? That's what you're going to be thinking about when you tune into Notre Dame, Miami, and Alabama, Florida State, and LSU, Clemson? That's what you're going to know. No, you're not. You're going to be riveted. And all of us are going to be watching and scouting quarterbacks during this season, 10 of them, and some we probably don't even know about yet, who will emerge and project them into the NFL on the Steelers. You can't ruin it. It's like the NCAA basketball tournament. The stupidest minds on earth can't ruin it. You just can't. You can't ruin college football. I can't wait. You get to pick one game, Limits, this weekend to watch.
Oh, man.
What is it? Surely it's not Pitt Duquesne, although it should be interesting.
I can't wait to have my friend
be there.
I can't wait to have my friend on from Duquesne.
When is he coming on?
I saw him this weekend. I'll have to ask him for Friday. We'll try to get him on Friday.
Yes, we should. So you get to watch one game. I'm not sure for me it's not TCU at North Carolina on Monday Night Football, for God's sakes. We just had Wes tell us, and his dad was a legendary figure announcing North Carolina. Tell us that you can't get tickets to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be, and they have the best colors in football, right? What is it, Limits? What kind of blue?
It's the Carolina blue.
Carolina blue. That place is going to be packed. It's going to be crazy. And Bill Belichick, love him or hate him, love him and hate him, is going to be walking on and running onto the field and on the sidelines. That's the one for me. How about you?
I feel like there are multiple right
Texas,
answers
Ohio
here.
Texas, Ohio State.
Yes, Texas, Ohio State is by far number one for me. I mean, that is such a fascinating game. Arch Manning against Ohio State at the Shoe. Of course, it's at noon. Ohio State would have been okay with it being at night, but I guess Texas is the one that opted to say, nope, we're good. We'll keep it at noon.
Well, like I told Wes, you know, I have to laugh at Ohio State, the step back talk about Ohio State, as they have maybe the best defense in college football, maybe the best player, maybe the best receiving core, certainly one of the top three coaches, and a five-star kid stepping in at quarterback. I may pick Ohio State to win the national championship. I think they're going to win that game by 10 or more points.
Joe, they have the two best players in the country, Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver, and Caleb Downs at safety.
In
my opinion, those are the two best players in the country. They're that good. So that's going to be a difficult matchup regardless of who they're playing.
Man, I feel like I haven't really seen Arch Manning. You know what I mean? We got a little sampling last year. To me, this is his real unveiling. And who knows? Who knows? That could be the Steelers' next quarterback. You don't know that, and neither do I. But we do know this. The Steelers have to have their roster down by tomorrow, late afternoon, to 53. And who better to talk about that than Dr. Michael DeFabo coming on next from The Athletic. One great man after another, right, Limits?
Of course.
We go from Wes Durham to Mike DeFabo. I want to ask him who's on the bubble. I had a rant planned on Skylar Thompson. Yeah, what the hell? I'll do the rant now. Why wouldn't I, right? It's been a ranting hour. Can people please calm down on this guy, Limits? Please? I hear people on this station saying he's outplayed Mason, and I think people are overdoing it on Mason. Like, oh, we got no worries there. I never worry about Mason. I do. I would worry a lot if he had to be your starting quarterback. But forget about that. He's fine as a backup, I guess, if that's what you mean. You don't worry about him simply as your backup, although the backup's primary function is to play if the starter's out, and then he'd be your starter. I worry about him. But he's certainly better than Skylar Thompson. What are we doing here? Are we this desperate for content that we completely and willfully ignore that Skylar Thompson did his best work against backups for the Jacksonville Jaguars and something worse than backups for the Carolina Panthers? What are we doing? What are we doing here? Mason came into that Jacksonville game, and the Jags defense played one series, and he ripped them up. Okay, then the backups came in and Skylar Thompson played really well. There's a difference there. I mean, Jacksonville's starters aren't even good. But then you get to, it would be like me. Come on, what are we doing? Limits. It would be like me playing a one-on-one in basketball. No offense to you. I'll choose Crowley instead of you.
Please.
I'll play a game of 15 against Doran Dickerson, and then I'll play a game of 15 against Crowley. No, I'll play Crowley first. So everything I could do against Crowley, backing him in, shooting over him, D-ing up, doing basically anything I wanted, I could do nothing like that, none of that against Doran. I don't think people out there need me to tell who you're going against, do they?
No, not at all. I mean,
it seems like they do, though, because I've heard, again, people on the station, people at large, fans, you know, saying, oh, Skylar Thompson, he might be better than Mason. No, he might not be. And he's not. Certainly not based on this preseason, when he did really well against a different crop of defenders than Mason against Jacksonville, had a bad second game with a passer rating of 61.2. And then why would anybody make any kind of judgment that's relatively sane based off a game against the Carolina Panthers backups? What are we doing? Maybe I've lost my mind limits. I don't know. Mike DeFabo coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler. Yeah, you trade Mason. Keep Skyler as the backup. No, don't do that. South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to the Pop and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Maybe I'm just sad that it's my daughter's first day of her senior year of high school. Maybe that's the seed that is growing into these rants today, Limits.
Oh, that combined with just 1 hour of sleep, yeah. And it's a Monday, there's a lot of things that are piled onto this sandwich.
You're not kidding.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.